So Shades of Green welcomes you today here on Campus FM 103.7. And as always, this is the only program that shows you all the shades of our environment. And I'll remind you that this program is broadcast for you every Tuesday at 14:30 with a repeat on Fridays at 20:00. We have spoken about the innovative initiative being taken by Edible Oil Company producing biodiesel fuel. We have spoken of its advantages both regarding health and also the environment. But today we shall speak about something else. It's about another private industry and about its initiatives regarding environmental awareness and protection. So good day to you all, and I hope you're all feeling fine. This is Vanessa, as always, and as always, I thank you for your listenership and for being there with us as we discuss the issues with our guests. Today, I want to welcome Daniela Kauke from Method Electronics, the Malta division. Hi, Daniela. Good day to you, and welcome in on this program.
Good day to you as well, and thanks for having us on this program.
Thank you very much. Well, something about yourselves. Would you like to tell us a bit about yourself and the work you're currently doing at the Method Electronics?
Right. I work as environmental management representative at Method Electronics Malta Limited, and essentially this involves taking care of anything which deals with environmental protection in the operations of the company. The company has been certified to ISO 14001, which is an environmental standard, since October 2001, and my work within the company is to ensure that all activities deal with environmental protection in all its senses. Essentially, that is the work which I do from the environmental side.
That is good. Okay, so speaking about the company and your work regarding the environment within the company, let's talk about the general approach to environmental protection which the company takes.
Right. Method is an automotive company. That is, it manufactures switches for the automotive industry, including customers like Ford, General Motors, etc. And the automotive industry itself is under a lot of pressure to ensure that environmental protection is given a priority in its operations. So obviously that is cascaded down to its suppliers as well. On a general aspect, to maintain an environmental management system, we have to take care of all the aspects. So primarily, for example, we have implemented a waste separation system company-wide. We have the management of the environmental management system operates by means of working groups, which are made, I mean, I don't operate alone. I work with a team. The team have different company environmental objectives to achieve, and these deal with waste management, energy conservation, minimizing paper use, which is common to any office, any operation, dealing into research and development where we use potentially unsafe chemicals to find alternatives for these chemicals. These are different groups, different objectives for the company, which are set out at a management level and then cascaded down throughout the workforce. We have a lot of initiatives in place. As I said, waste separation, for example, was the one which hit the employees of the company throughout, because we had to instill an awareness in them that they need to separate their waste and not dump everything into one common bin. Yeah. So it was a learning process, but in itself it did a lot of good because we learned a lot in the process.
For example, you mentioning waste management. Does that mean for even your byproducts, are they separated according to the materials they're made up from?
Where possibly, yes, they are. Essentially, where the material is of one particular type of material, say if it's metal, if it's plastic. We've got also waste separation at the canteen level, because we've got a company canteen, and we have also waste separation bins for organic material, for the plastics.
And they are collected or deposited into appropriate bins,
then
collected at the end of
there's a roster scheduled for the collection of these bins, and we make sure that what is separated is kept separated until it is finally collected by the waste contractor as well. And we also receive reports from the waste contractor telling us where that waste is going, so that we ensure that it is not being mixed together again.
That's very important.
From the waste management side, there's been a lot of work done, and I think it's the area where we've gained a lot of ground. But then there are also, as I said, other initiatives to try and reduce waste. I mean, yes, as I mentioned, one of the working groups currently doing a lot of work in the company is paper minimization.
I have seen the emails with the inscription underneath. You know, like
please consider your environmental responsibility
before printing out this sheet. That's very important because. Well, I remember, and our listeners might remember, that in one of our programs we spoke about waste management at a national level. And we're also explaining more than recycling, one has to also consider reusing, and not only just reusing, but trying to avoid excess waste, as you're saying.
That's
you know,
right.
If you don't really need to print 10 sheets all at once, you know, and waste more paper than you might just read them from the PC, from the computer.
That's right. In fact, we have the working group. It's called Paperwise. I mean, it's our own working group. And they started off the work to achieve this objective because the company set out a target of 5% reduction within the 6 months, ending last December, basically.
Did it achieve that?
Yes, we did. And in fact, we've gone over. We've achieved 10%. And now we were close to 15, mm-hmm. Up to last month. Now we are seeing how to improve that further. The working group started it off by doing a lot of awareness campaigns through emails, saying what impact one paper would have. And this, funnily enough, worked a lot. I mean, just a simple email really made
sometimes
the employees think about what they
yes.
were doing. And in fact, we have worked a lot on using, for example, sides of paper. If it's for internal printing, we can use
both
sides of the paper. So that has worked a lot. And mm-hmm. in fact, we didn't expect to achieve the 5% target so easily, and now we've gone even higher.
Even higher.
So that is very good because we're minimizing the waste which is being produced.
So that means that the employees did accept all these, let's say, changes within their lifestyle, in their style of work.
Very much. In fact, for example, one of the common comments we sometimes have from our employees is the problem when they go home and they can't separate their waste because they're used to separating their waste at work. Uh-huh. And that's very positive for us because it means that they have taken it up as part of their normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
That was very, very positive.
What about, you also mentioned energy consumption or... What does that entail?
Initially, we started off with getting a good feel, like statistics, what are we consuming?
Mm-hmm.
As expected, we are a manufacturing industry. Our manufacturing processes involve injection molding, stamping, assembly, and all these involve a lot of equipment which consume a lot of energy. So obviously, we're not like an office which uses just lighting and the mm-hmm. normal power supplies. Now, in fact, we've embarked on a program to control the energy by, for example, in the injection molding department, we have the installation of PowerBoss units, which are special units to control energy consumption for the machines. And they guarantee a percentage reduction of energy consumed. And we have a rollout program to install these units throughout our injection molding department. We are also, for example, in the office building, looking into reducing the amount of lighting, which is really necessary, always ensuring that we have the right lighting
yes.
to work, but where it's excessive, we can actually reduce it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are as well a different working group working on these particular initiatives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, well, okay. All this that you've said have actually shows how conscious the company is when it comes to environmental protection. And you've also mentioned some initiatives taken to make the employees more aware. You mentioned one of them. Were there any other initiatives besides sending out emails?
Yes, of course. Obviously, when we started it off, it was a relatively new concept within the company, even though, to be fair, there were already some initiatives in place. I mean, we never used, like, for example, wood was never thrown away. It was always given to a local bakery mm-hmm. for reuse.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there were some initiatives, but they were not within the holistic framework of yes. an environmental management system, which has been now implemented company-wide. Other ideas were
The introduction of the environmental management systems involved a lot of training. With the training sessions, with all, I mean, even when introducing waste separation, we didn't simply put just the bins put there and put them there. And we did the training session company-wide with each department, yes, telling them why we're doing it, where the waste will be going, because that was the common question,
and also,
what's going to happen.
Yes.
And also, you get feedback from them about problems that they encounter, because sometimes we might be asking to separate some type of waste, and for them it's physically a problem, you know, mm-hmm, because it will be more laborious.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first, we did a lot of training in the first year, training on safe use of chemicals as well, how to store chemicals, waste management, and the different aspects. We also make sure that the company has a company newsletter, which is issued 3 times a year, and there is always an environmental corner in this newsletter where we give the employees and also their families, because this is taken home with them, news about what's happening in the environment, both as a company and the national scene, as well on and general information like little tips you could do at home about energy reduction, waste management, etc. And another thing which is also very much employee oriented is the suggestion system. The company operates a suggestion scheme where employees are given the opportunity to do a suggestion, mm-hmm, about anything in the company. It could be both from an environmental side as well as from the operational side. And I must say we've had some really good environmental suggestions.
Did you have environmental suggestions from your employees?
Yes, we did. And where possible, we've tried to implement them. Where it's not possible, we talk to the people to explain why we cannot implement them immediately. But it's good to see that there's a good feedback.
Because at least they're interested into their surrounding environment.
That's right.
It's not only just in the green sense, but it's also in the place they're working in, the everyday surrounding.
That's right.
That is very good. That's a very positive, mm-hmm, aspect. What about other initiatives leading to the protection of the surrounding area of the company premises?
We try as much as possible. I mean, as obviously, aesthetically, it's important. When you go into any company, I guess the first thing which you notice is whether the company is well kept.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, we pride ourselves very much in making a good impact on both customers, visitors to our company. It is part of the environment at the end of it all. In that sense, no, we pride ourselves very much in the image of the company, both as a building, as the way it is maintained. In the surrounding area, we also try to do our part. I mean, whenever we see, sometimes unfortunately, there is illegal dumping of waste around the company.
Yes, you were talking about that.
Yes, and it's not always easy to get this handled. I mean, obviously, we can't simply do it ourselves. We have to work with local councils of the area, and we need to make sure that the area is kept as clean as possible. We try to take action by taking photos, sending them to the local councils to try and take
push
action
these
about
things.
These things. I
yes.
mean, this is a continuous mm-hmm. thing. I mean, we've worked also with other industries in the same area.
Okay. So what about educational activities, some educational awareness programs? You mentioned something very interesting. For example, some employees might go home and they might find it difficult because at work they're used to separating their waste, but at home they're not used to separating their waste. Is there any educational campaign which affects both the employees and their families as well, maybe their children, or even maybe sometimes, you know, some school children might come over to the company? What happens? Are there any initiatives being taken in this sense?
Yes, there are. And in fact, our company is always open, to whenever we are requested by, a school. Sometimes even from when there are visits from foreign schools as well, they would like to come over to see the operations. Then they do sometimes come specifically with the environmental management side in mind. We always accommodate these visits. I mean, and it's a pleasure to take around visitors around the company to show them what we have done so far. With regards to environmental initiatives, now we've started to go outside the company. In fact, the first first 2 years, we focused very much on the implementation of the system within the company. Now, since we've got it set up, we would like to do more on a national scene.
Yes.
In fact, we've just started it last week, actually, on the 2 weeks ago. We did the first, an environmental poster competition in a local school. We decided to do it close at home, basically close to the factory, the Santa Venera Primary School. And we went there, we did a small brief session. We did this activity with the help of Nature Trust as well,
yes,
because they did the first contact, and then we did the activity with them. And we went to the classes 4, 5, and 6 of the primary school, and we asked them to draw something about waste management. And it was really a pleasure to see them doing the work at work. And in fact, what we have done from then, now we've awarded the prizes, and we've instilled some, there was already a lot of awareness on waste management within the school. It was a pleasure to see.
So it was greeted well both by the teachers and by the students.
Very much indeed. I mean, we had a lot of support from the headmistress of the school, who accommodated us immediately. She was really happy that we were going to do this activity at her school. And in fact, we did it, and we've just done the presentation last Monday, where we gave, in fact, we did a presentation of books, environmental books, as well as cinema tickets, given that there's now the SOS Planet. In view. So we combined the two together. We're trying to go more into these type of activities. We've participated outside the company, like in previous years. We've participated in Clean Up the World campaign. We've done independently an environmental dive. But now we're trying to structure more of a program of these activities outside the company to hit both schools and other areas.
Mm-hmm. We've also speaking about, well, the social environment in terms of the health and safety. And you said that sometimes there are potentially hazardous chemical materials, chemical wastes. Would the employees be given training in health and safety in this regard? And what happens to that waste once it's used?
Yes, in fact, one of the main areas where we handle these type of processes is our plating process. We have a plating process on within the company. It's a small scale process, and obviously any plating process involves the use of chemicals, but we make sure that the employees who work within this department are fully trained. They are fully aware of the chemicals which they are handling. They are given regular sessions as to what to do in the case of an emergency. In fact, these are done on a 6-monthly basis, and no other employees are allowed to work within that department unless they are properly trained, and they are very, very conscious of what they're handling. As to what regards any byproducts of the process, obviously this we're dealing both in terms of water, because plating involves a lot of water, so, and we have a water treatment plant on site, which ensures that the water which we discharge to drains is fully treated in line with local regulations. Uh-huh. And then any byproducts, unfortunately for now, we're storing them. Uh-huh. I mean, there isn't the facility for hazardous waste disposal nationally. And for now, we are storing this waste pending a proper way of disposal. In fact, we've been discussing this with a number of companies who are interested in exporting the waste for proper disposal in the EU.
Maybe. To be reused or maybe...
Exactly, exactly.
That is also good. Okay, so Daniela, thank you for your comments and all the information. Would you like to pass any concluding remarks about what we have just said? You know, summarizing, because this is very interesting. As you have said, well, you are a private company. You work in the automotive sector. Mm-hmm. And yet... you are still very environmentally conscious, not only that, but you're also creating education programs for schools, for your employees, and also for the families. So I think that is a very interesting concept and a very interesting way of looking at a place of work, which is globalized and which is interacting with all the aspects of society.
No, it's true. I mean, initially the task may seem as daunting. I mean, when we started it off, there was a lot of work to do. But on the other hand, there is investment which is involved. So I wouldn't expect each and every company to be able to do the work which has been done. But on the other hand, there are some initiatives which can be easily implemented and put in place. I mean, even something simple as a paper minimization initiative is something which any company can do. And in that sense, I believe that all companies, all offices, all areas can do something to help protect the environment by reducing the amount of waste which is produced, taking into consideration energy use, etc., etc. So I believe very much that with a little effort, and again, I must repeat that this is not done alone. This is done having a good team with a good working group, mm-hmm. working group members, and you have to have all the employees believe in it and come after you.
Yes.
Because unless there is that, then obviously it won't work.
So
the cooperation is very important. But on the other hand, I think that even when we went to do this activity in schools, I was very surprised at the amount of awareness already present in these children. So I believe that society in general is becoming more environmentally conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So if you explain to the employees, to the people, why we're doing this, I believe that the majority will follow. If not all, the majority will follow. So it is a good idea to try and start thinking what to do and
what can be done
in this respect. That's right.
That is very good. So, dear friends, we have come to an ending for today as well. And as usual, I would like to point some further information which might be of interest for you to look up. And a very good site leading to various environmental acts and policies is the www.epa.gov/epahome/laws.htm. I'll repeat this. It's www.epa.gov/epahome/laws.htm. HTM, all in lowercase. It's quite a good site with plenty of laws and policies concerning various aspects of the environment. And that is all for today from us at Shades of Green. I thank you for being there and for staying tuned. And once again, I thank Ms. Daniela Kauke from Method for her contribution and for joining us in on this program. In the meantime, I remind you, same time, same frequency. Bye-bye and take good care.